Okay, good. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Sugya of Haseba, Afilu Anisha Bisrael Yochal Asha Yasef. You need Haseba. Idmar Matzah Tzarech Haseba, Mar Ein Tzarech Haseba. So Matzah needs Haseba because it's Geula. So when you do Haseba, you're showing you're in the state of Geula. But Maror doesn't need Haseba. And the question is, Maror is Avdus, so it would be contradictory to eating Maror in the state of Haseba. But what about drinking wine? Yayin Idmar Mishmei Derav Nachman Tzarech Haseba, the Idmar Mishmei Derav Nachman Ein Tzarech Haseba. There are two opinions. What Rav Nachman would say, do you need Haseba? Don't you need Haseba? The low pligi. Habitarti kasi kamai, habitarti kasi basrai. So it depends. Some say yes, some say no. So the answer is the difference between the first two cups and the last two cups. But then we still have a further question. Is it the first two cups need and last cups don't need, or vice versa? Amri le lahai gisa, amri le lahai gisa. Amri le lahai gisa, trei kasi kamai, bai haseba. Kasu kamitz chala lecheiris. The first two cups are the beginning of the cheiris. But that's when we got into cheiris. The second two cups were already in cheiris. So might not have a hava, but it's not going coming into cheiris. So maybe the first two cups need haseba, the last two cups don't. And the amri le, and then there's another opinion, Adrabah, just the opposite. Trei kasi basrai by haseba. That the last two cups need haseba. He shattered the kahavya cheres. The trei kasi kolmoy lo habay haseba the chadi avodim payim. So maybe the Harris was in the last two cups, and the first two cups we still have avodim. So what's the halacha? We don't know. So therefore, idi bo hasebi. You need hasebi for both. We need hasebi for both. So there's a famous Ran. Let's see the Ran.
Okay. We have two places where the Ran is. Is one in the Ran itself and one in the Berach Moshe. Okay.
Well, let's do the. So do we have the Ran itself here or no?
Yeah, we do. I have it. It's kind of small.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. So says the Ran, the Hashta, the Idmar Hachiv, Idmar Hachiv, Kulabar, Sev, Avagav, the Ba'alma, Kaimalon, Ibcha, even though normally. We say the opposite. But we're not sure. We say something to Rabbanu Lekula. And here we're saying, well, we don't know, so you have to be mach. But it's a din Rabbanu. Came to love Milsa. So what's the answer? So he gives two answers. Hacha came to love Milsa the Tirchihi. Avdin and Larafcha de Milsa. So he says that, in other words, it's not such a Rabban and Lakula. But if it's no big deal to be Machmir, then, you know, what's the big deal? So you'd be Masiv for two more. It's not such a big deal. So yeah, so if it's not such a big, arduous requirement to cause you to have a saver by all four, so then you can do it. Acha came into love milsa the tirchehi of dina l'rafcha the milsa kach per shuzal. The lead nira the alchorcha boy lemeber has saver bekulu. So he says, so that's the first answer. The second answer, he says a different answer, that you really need has saver in all. Why? Because if we're going to say Makula, then we're going to say that. So when we're going to come to the first two cups, we'll say Makula, you don't have to. And then we'll come to the last two cups and we'll say also Makula. And then we'll do away with the whole Haseba by the Dalakosis. And that's not true because there is a Haseba by Dalakosis. But if really we would say that there is something, we would get rid of the whole mitzvah by Dalakosis. So Mimela, that's why we say Luchumra. That's the round second text. So what's the question of the Mishnah Melech?
I have it over here.
Okay. You have it in here in the Berech Moshe. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Melech has a question. We know that by Mikra Megillah, there are two places. There's the places that are Mukav Cholma Mimos Yeshu Ben Nun, and the places that are not. So the places that are not Mukav Cholma Mimos Yeshu Ben Nun, like we are here, we read on Yudal. And the places that are Mukav Cholma Mimos Yeshu Ben Nun, we read on Tezvav. So what's the din if you have a suffix? If you're not sure if this place is Mukav Mimos Yeshu Ben Nun. So the halacha is, so you just read on your dalet. So the Mishnah Melech has the kashan, but if the Ram says that when it's a safek, whereas theoretically the second teretz of the Ram is applicable over here, because really we could say that we don't have to read on your dalet because maybe on tezvav, and we don't have to read on tezvav because maybe your dalet, and then we won't read at all, which al korcha is not true. So therefore, so what does the Mishnah Melech say? Whenever something the Rabbanu Lekula is going to make you not read it, not do the mitzvah at all, then you do both days, just like we do both Hasebis. So how come here we only do Yudal? You should do, we should say, just like by Dalet Kosos, if we're going to say something the Rabbanu Lekula will remove the whole mitzvah, so therefore we're machmir to do both days, so do over here. So that's the question. Where you go? Where we go?
Okay.
That's the Mishnah Melech question. Okay, you want to scroll back?
Yeah.
Mikra Megillah. I mean, something covering the Yudalit alone, the Sulo. This is Megillah of Amakosos that we say. Since you can't say something to Rabbanu on both of them, then we're Machayev in both. So that's the question. So now the question is, what is the answer to this question? Okay. So now let's get to the answer. In the Berech Moshe.
Yeah. maybe it's, I'm not sure if it's here or it's before.
Omid Lamed Tes to Mem Aleph, I wrote.
Sorry?
What page is it? Lamed Tes.
I'm in Mem Aleph.
Oh. So you should start with page Lamed Tes. Do we have Lamed Tes here?
Yes, we do. That's where we start in Lamed Tes.
Okay. That's page. This is page. This is Lamed Ches. This is Lamed Ches or Lamed Tes?
That is Lamed Tes.
Lamed Tes. Okay. Okay. Scroll. Okay. So he says that Scroll alos on ochlin and yoshvim bein musubim alay ozek kulan musubim. I'm reading from the Sefer Berech Moshe of the Sabbath. Diktuku mefarshim heicham matzin ba'gad the teretz al sheretz al ben binyan mitzvahs asayim. He says, where's the answer to the question? Because the question is, Chol ha'lei lo sanu ochli ben yoshvim ben besubin the rest of the year, ha'lei lo zekulanu besubin. So what's the answer? The near back to besukis a gemar bin yaseba. So the now he says, the gemar we just saw, question whether you do yaseba, the first two kosos, last two kosos, right? Keep going. So then we did the Ran, right? We saw the Ran's teretz. And then keep going. And then we saw the So, okay, so now let's pick up. Yeah, let's see the Drushus Kasam Sofer for a second. It's a little being blocked by the pick. If we can move it over the screen.
I'll move it. Oh, yeah, okay. 1 second. Is it better? Oh, okay.
There's loads of chisis. She told me it's Mitzrayim belelos. So he says, I'm 18 years old. What does it mean? He's 18. We know the Gemara says he was really 70, but he had white hairs. So he was really 18. I'm sorry. And but he got white hair, so look, made him look like seven. In the words, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the head of the Sanhedrin, so his wife said to him, "You don't have white hairs. How are they going to respect you? You don't look like an old rabbi. You look too young." Leis lachivarta. And he got a miracle happen. Adulei dori. They got white hairs. Yeshli Ayin, Chachmi Yisrael, Minuhu Lenasi. So the question is, why was she, what was her problem? But they appointed him. He was voted in. So what's her problem? And maybe you don't look, but they saw that he looked like an 18-year-old, and they still voted him in. So why is she so worried? This is the Chasam Sofer's Kash. If Chacham Yisrael minu lenasi v'lo chashu b'madan leis lechivrei, ma'echpas lo b'zeh. Aval ha'inyan ki anasi yoshev moshev elokim ba'aretz. He says that the nasi of the Sanhedrin represents, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch. So he's like a demus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says in Daniel, when in the Vuav, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was depicted as Sareshe, the hair of his head, was Amar Naka, like clean wool. I mean, white. He looked like a man with a white beard. So that was the idea. That was the question. In other words, you're supposed to, the wife was saying to him that you're the head of the Sanhedrin, so you're, so to speak, like a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should look like that. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is depicted in the Daniel is like the somebody with white hair. So what's the, so why didn't, also why Taka, the people didn't, weren't bothered by that? He says, because they thought that maybe true, the head of the Nasi is the representative of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe in Golos, because there's Hester upon him, there's no Hashras Hashchina. So if there's no Hashras Hashchina, so you're not the representative of Kadosh Baruch Hu in Golos, because the Shechina is not here. Normally, you would be representing Kadosh Baruch Hu, but here the Shekhin is not. And also, Moshe Laila, tell me the Chavri, Lomar ki b'shamayim iskin v'sh'od yodo yizbarach netu yoleinu. To show that even though we're in Golas, there's still a Shekhin there. The Shekhin is still there. V'nei l'haskir yitzis v'sayim v'leilus nami v'otalia. Ki Laila hi midas adin. He says, Laila is midas adin. Lailas Midas Adin represents Golos. Sfrila Chachamim Mishashim Midas Adin Noheg Ain I can't read that word.
Shum Rachamim.
Ain Shum Rachamim. Right. So they thought that if, so that was the question. If we're in Golus, and there's Midas Adin, so maybe there's no Rachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not depicted as this old man with a white beard, like the Shepherd said, because that would be representing like a compassionate old man. So we shouldn't mention any Nisim V'Chasadim in Golus. So we shouldn't mention Yisias Mitzrayim at night, because night means Golus, and there's no Rachamim in this mind of Golus. But we see from the Nase of Reb Lezer ben Azaria that what? Scroll down. Wait, what's the last thing? These are Shairoi, Shayachzu, Mayhem. But he says that he had a you know, overnight he looked like the old man. So what's that idea? Showing that there's rachamim even in Golus. So therefore, that's why the Chachamim, once that miracle happened to Reb Lezer ben Azaria, that he turned white. So you see that even in Golus there's rachamim. So they will mask him to be Mesaper Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelos, because you could still speak about Rachamim even in the Shas Din. So that's what it is. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lo Zachisis, Sheyatir Mitzrayim Mitzrayim Balelos, and that's what the Chachamim Bemoda. We'll just scroll up a little bit. I just want to see the bottom right. So that's what they thought originally, that there should be any Yitzias, that the Chachamim saw that there's no Rachamim Medin. So therefore, and then they changed their mind once Reb Lezer ben Azaria had the miracle. Okay, keep going. Scroll down, yes.
Okay.
Vuzev?
Fal Yisod?
Fal Yisod Dvar HaKadoshim Nir Lo Seis Tam L'Shvach HaMasha Tiknu Chazal Mitzvah Seseba. So why do we have the Mitzvah Seseba on Pesach night? That it's so important, Afilo Oni Shem Yisrael, even an Oni Shem Yisrael has to do a Seba. Because the Indian of a Seba shows Cheres, the Simcha, the Chesed of Rachman. Kavod Olaros Mishra Asher Af Shemishukleinu Dal Seinu Anu Kumei Chorin.
We make it larger.
Vachosu Mitzel Nafecha Hukin Shemaskir Yisrael Balelos. Davos Barachoshek Vagolos. So even though Golos, the Shechina is still there, so too Mitzvah Haseba. What does Mitzvah Haseba show? That even though we're in Golos, even Oni Shem Yisrael, Halayla Zeh, even in Golos, Kulanu Besubim. Because we believe that even though we're in Golos, Hashem is still looking after us. Okay, we'll keep going.
Okay, the next one is the Mishnah Lamelech.
Now what about the Mishnah Lamelech Kasha? So how come when it comes to Purim, it's with a Sufik Muk of Choma, we only read on Yedalet? And when it comes to Aseba, we do when Supak, which time to do Aseba, we do it all days. But with that logic, we should read Megillah, B'Malkum Safik, and Yudala and Tezvav.
Right.
Right? So what's the answer to that question? So he says, keep going, next page. Pika Takana says, who says the point of a Sefer is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on us, Bizman Cheres and Bizman Golds, after us. Fizem Yushuv Hechamatzin Bagod Shuv and Shayla Saben and Inya Sefer. So what's the answer to the Halayla Hazek Fulano Besubim? Because in the paragraph, Amar Blazav and Azariah, I already convinced Shivim Shana, Yishaman who made him Shanasu, but Blazav and Azariah got Daisman Ashmaim Bidari Chivarta, right? He got the white hairs. Kedel Haros to show us what? That even when we're in Golos, Hashem is still watching over us and still has compassion. And that's the idea of Maskiri Tzisraim Balelos, that even in Golos, Hashem has compassion, and we can speak about the compassion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's the answer? That's the answer of Blessed Nazariah, that even if we're in Golas, Hashem is still watching over us. So Halayla Hazeh, meaning when we're talking about Golas, Kulanu Musubim, We do Hasebah to show the idea of Hashem's compassion even in Golos. And that's the importance of Mitzvah Hasebah. That's the answer. Kulanu Mesubim, because we're Halayla Zeh, when we speak of it in Golos, Kulanu Mesubim, we have compassion. And that's Pshat Uvzeye Amarti Lefarsh. The Medrash says, "Vayasev Elokim is on derech Hamidbar Yamsuf." That Klal Yisrael went into it in a circuitous way, right? Mikan Amru Rabbi Seder. So the Medrash says, "Afilu Oni Shem Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad SheYesef." Now, Pliya Discover Hech Emisu Inyan Hasein BeMichsav Zeh Hamdaber BeInyan Sibuf. What does Hasein have to do with the pasuk Vayasev Elokim? Because Lechora, Vayasev means Hashem took us in a circle. Hasebah means to lean. What is a circle or leaning? They're a similar word, but have nothing to do with each other. Vayasev Elokim is Hasebah, is leaning. And Hasebah is leaning. Vayasev Elokim is that we went into a circuitous way. So how does Chazal say, how do we know Hasebah from Vayasev Elokim? What does one thing have to do with the other? For 40 years, we were going around the midbar. We didn't go straight into Israel. Hashem is looking over us. So even in the years that we were in the midbar for 40 years going around in circles, still there was a zman of compassion. Hashem still had a hashkacha on us. So Vayasev Elokim is a zman of golus, but even in the zman is a cheres. So it means that even when we're a zman of Golos, of Yisrael, but Hashem is still, so that's why we do Hasebah, even when we're speaking about Golos, to show even in the Golos, there's Hashkacha. So that's the connection between Yisrael, Kim, Derech Yam Suf, that means those were the years we were in Golos, and in Golos, there's Hashkacha, so that's why we drink the Dalat Kosos, when we do Hasebah, to show that we're protected, even when we're Golos. Hasebah means we're like free men. We're protected by Hashem, even in this man of Golos. Okay. So that's how he explains it. 59. So there's a famous piece of the Sefer Achinuch. Question 59. You have it, Rav Katan?
Yeah, right there on the left side. It's highlighted.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. In Parshas Bo, it's this etzem lo shishbru bo. Right? When you eat the Korban Pesach, you can't break bones. Why can't you bring bones? She's Mishar Shem Mitzvah she ain't covered with Rei Malachim Lagara at Samos with Shavim Kaklovim. It's not covered for the name Malachim to break bones. Because when you're breaking bones, that's what a poor man does. He breaks bones to see maybe he can get some more marrow and eat. You know, it's like sometimes you see people snooping in the garbage to see if there's anything. You know, that's not a, but they melt Malachim, don't do that. That's, so if we break bones, that would be the opposite of Cheres. And that's the idea. So in Pel Pesach 9, even though we're Belaila, we're in Golas, we still have a hug of Cheres to show there's Hashkacha, Pratis, going on, even when we're in Golas. But the most famous line in the Sefer Chinuch is the line later on. Let's see if we find that line.
Adam Nifal. It starts with the word.
Where is it? Which
a few lines below.
The first word on the line is Lahoil on the left side. The last line on the word is Nifal. Da ki Adam Nifal kifi pu'ulosof. A person is influenced based on his actions. The libo. A person is influenced based on his actions. And then he says the famous line, third line, Ki achare ha-pulos nimshachim ha-levavos. In other words, if you do good things, then you become good. In other words, how do you influence yourself? By action. The actions that you do have influence on your inner being. Achrei ulos nimshachim halavos. Afil im yadu tzadik gomer ulavavo yosha v'tamim kefitz b'torah mitzvahs. Whereas if a person can be a big tzadik, im yasav tamid b'dvarm shal dofi. But if he's going to involve himself in things of frivolity, it could change you. Because even though you started off as a tzaddik, but if you do things that are frivolous and whatever, it can change your inner being. And that's the, so he says, and that's why this member of Sefer Chinuch explains, that's why there's so many mitzvahs. I remember once I was in Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, speaking about the Sefer Chinuch. Starts out by Sefer Chinuch saying, how many, there's so many mitzvahs with the Korban Pesach, because the more mitzvahs there are, the more a person will be influenced. He says, Chicholach izoyin azem chol adven ma'ilin emar af anu l'gabi mitzvahs ha-seba. He says, what's the idea of ha-seba? Before Shmadiva Rambam, v'chivu lechol shuhu meisiv k'derech sha'ochle mamlochim k'dei shia derech heris.
Yeah,
שחרס כדי שאדם לפעול כפי פולוסו על ידי המייסה והדמיון שאנו עושים בדי החרס יחקר בעומק נפשנו וכן בשמסנו שאנו מלאכס קודם וגוי קודש ודאור על ימין ועשם כתרוסו וירוסו כל היום. So as if we act in a certain way, like we're chayrus, so then that will have influence on our inner being. So we'll have a certain pride that we're mamlechus kohanim, the goy kodesh, and it'll cause us to learn and change our inner being. And that's the Achrei HaPulos Shachim HaLevavos. And then he quotes the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. He says, "Yichivu lechol shehu meisiv k'derek she'ochum ha'malachim gedol she'en derek cheres." There is, we eat haseba like kings, so derek cheres. And then the Sefer Kedush says, and once we do things derek cheres, we feel cheres. And when we feel cheres, we're liberated to become the mamlechas kohanim and goy kodesh to be oseg in Torah learning. And that's the back to page Mem Beis, question 62.
62.
Okay. Ovid Membase. Is this Membase?
Yeah, it is Membase, yeah. We did that.
Is this page is Membase?
Yeah. So do we start from here? Ubederech ze namshich lefarish?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, no, let's do 1 second.
One before?
Yeah, go up. Go up.
Over here, Bazei Yisbayr?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now he's going to explain, so what's the pshat, why we do Haseba with all the four kosas. By Megillah, we said, we're not sure, so we'll just read the Megillah the first day, Yudal. But why do we do both days, just like by the Baal Kosas? We're not sure, so we do all four, right? We don't do just the first two. He says, Bazei Yisbayr, Lado Divrei HaGemara, Trei Kasi Kamai Baal Haseba. So the question is, maybe it's enough to do the first two, and we have that feeling of cheres from the Haseba in the first two, and we don't need the last two. The Kemish Shekvar scroll. Shakvar Soru Halvavus Shuv Edut Sri Kamas's pool of Dimun Shokheris. Because we gotta have that spot with the first two. But the answer is that it can never be enough. But it's the feeling that we need to change our inner selves. So therefore the maskan of the Gemara is that we do it with all four. So because to still have that feeling of cheres in us at all times. And he says, and that's what we say in Haggadah. Right, there's a famous kasha. What does it mean? If Hashem would have taken us out, we would have been avodim forever. So I told you, there's a famous pshat from the Sefer Maaseh Hashem. Rav Aaron Salvechik, that's how I used to like to say it over. What was the pshat? He said like this, Maaseh Hashem. It means if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, but maybe we would have gotten out, maybe Paro just would have released us, right? So then we would have been free. No, but if Paro would have released us, then we would always be meshubet to Paro, because if you have to have hakaras hatov to Paro, that's a shibut. So he said, in other words, you would always have to feel indebted to Paro. That was, he always so nice, he let you out. But Hashem is saying, I'm going to take you out against his will. So he won't have one, you won't have one iota of Hakaras HaTov that you have to give to him to let you free. Right, might be Hakaras HaTov and Chazal say that we stayed in the land. That's a different thing. But the fact that we let free, nothing to do with Paro, because he was totally against it. I took you out, and that's what it means. If Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, we would have still been Meshubad, but not necessarily Meshubad that we've still been slaves in Mitzrayim, because we would have gone out. But there would have been another Sheba. That's the slave for Masa Hashem, the divine salvation Christ. That we would have still been what? This obligation of gratitude towards Paro, and that itself is a Sheba. That's the same for my session. But he's saying he's going to say a different shot. The bear of motion. So what's his shot?
Rebbe, is that why we say we still are slaves to Ahasuerus today? It was not Hashem who took us out from Paras to build the second Beis HaMikdash. It was the Persian who helped us.
And like, therefore what? And therefore what he's saying?
Avde Ahasuerus anan.
Yeah, that could be a pshat. Verse says we're still slaves of Ahasuerus because Rav Katan is saying was the Persian who took us out. Yeah. Okay. V'zeh namshik l'farsh nusach ha'gadah. So I told you the teretz of the Mas Hashem from the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I'd like to say, but he's going to say now different thing. Maybe in the course of time, the Sheba would have stopped even without Hashem's intervention. I said, certain things Rav Harari, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always used to like to say over.
Yep.
Rav Harari was in Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's year.
2 years.
Yeah, he liked to say over that Gemara in Sukkah, Isi B'nai Aliyah V'Hebu Water. You ever hear him speak about that? He said that a lot.
I remember that.
Yeah. Remember. Yeah, so what's the pshat? Follow you talking kibor chasman. Nifsa chasivlus la'avdus. Gam lo vin shinoi al shonosh. So he says, Alchvi'em et kavaras adram. Avonim hayinu faro v'mitzrayim v'sivlus v'avdus. We were slaves to Paro. Yeah, keep going. V'af, scroll. V'af ki yitokit chay nifsa chavdus aperek v'meshach hasman. Even though it could be that the avdus would have ended. Mikol mokom. Oh, so he says like this, we would have stayed longer in Mitzrayim, even though ultimately we would have been freed, we would have been creature of habits. So even though we were free, we would still act like an Egyptian. In other words, the Sheba could be, even after, in other words, if Hashem didn't take us out, we'd still be the Shubad, because if Hashem didn't take us out, then we would have been more embedded in the culture, and then even if ultimately we would have gone out, we would still be slaves to the culture. We would still be believing in the culture of Egypt. And that, even if ultimately something happened and we went out, that wouldn't have taken away, given us our chayrus, because we would have still been embedded in the culture of Egypt, which would have been like we were Meshubah to Mitzrayim. Keep going. Yeah. Balzeh mamshich lomer, afil kulan chachamim. You might think that maybe if you're a chacham, right, You don't have to. You don't need the influence of Keres Mitzrayim, because the whole idea of Mitzrayim is the Pulos will have an influence on us, and maybe the Chachamim, they already are good the way they are. They don't need this extra influence. Even if you're a chacham, there's no limit how much you could still improve. So even the chachamim still need the hashpa. Umeata shaper matzam teres b'agod al inyan haseba. Ki pischa avodim hayinu u'meidim shiso divrei achinuch she'odim nifal kifi pulosof. Alvovus m'shachar b'achar pulos. Se etzim kama haseba. Sh'anu osim gufeinu pulos sh'acheres k'de ora l'veinu l'das l'avin sh'anu b'machas k'olim v'goy gotish. So that's what we're learning here. That the Avadim Yilohotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Zayinu. We would still be Meshubat because still be Meshubat, you know, it's like a psychological Sheba. That if you're, you know, there's a famous Eben Ezra. Satmar Rebbe wasn't so thrilled with this Eben Ezra, but as Ezra said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to grow up in Paro's palace as a kid, right? He was found by Bas Paro. Because he had to have the psyche of a leader. He was going to be the leader. But if he would have been brought up in amongst the Jews, and they were slaves. So he would have been brought up with the psychology of slavehood, and that wouldn't have been good for him as a preparation for him to be the leader. So he had to be brought up in a avira of Malchus in Beis Paro, so he could be. Sam Rebbe just says that Hashem wanted him to be the lead, even if he would have been brought up. But it's a Eben Ezra is a psychological perspective that it would have been difficult for him to become the leader if he would have brought up in a psychology of slavery. What do you say, Rev Ferrari, Eben Ezra? He has an interesting shot in there, I guess. So that's the idea that the Sheba. So it's a different word than the Ma'aseh Hashem or Aaron Salvation used to say from the Ma'aseh Hashem, that we would have always been, in terms of Hakara Satov. That was the Ma'aseh Hashem. He's saying a different one. We will always be Meshubah. The longer we would stay, the more difficult psychologically to pull out of the whole culture of Mitzrayim. Okay, so we'll stop here. For the Mezuzah, tomorrow we'll continue. So we have a little bit more, almost finished. We have Chumash this week. Tomorrow we have their Ashir lunch. Right? 12 o'clock? 12 o'clock in the room. We'll say over so the Torah. We'll see Q&A. Q&A. Some good Q&A. So prepare some good Q's. Hopefully I can give you some good A's, but Q's. Okay, and then we'll do this. So how should we work it? We can have the Chumash here either Wednesday or Thursday, and then we'll have the Mechina, and then we'll start. I know a lot of people won't be here after that, but you know, as I said, next year these years, Professor should be doing the Chumash. It says on the thing that helps us tzitzis, that should be a good limud, and we'll see if depending how much we finish with tzitzis, if we go on to do shatnez or fillers. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But it'll be, halacha l'maisa liman. It says, the thing it says, benachas, because benachas is besechta, but the liman is a halacha l'maisa liman. So we're looking forward, Mr. Shem. And okay, so.
Rabbi, on Thursday, is it going to be at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, so Thursday we'll probably do, yeah. Maybe we'll have, what time should we have the Rechina, you say?
Yeah.
And what time? Should we do Chumash on, we could do Chumash on Wednesday, then just use the Thursday as the Rechina time. You know, we could have like 11 to 12.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea, so then we don't feel rushed.
Because we'll probably finish the Chazar tomorrow, as you said, because of time. We just have to tell Rabbi Goldstein. We could do that on Wednesday, even from 11 to 11:30, something like that, to finish. And then we could have the Pina Thursday. Okay. So there's 9, there's 10. So, okay. Please don't leave anybody. We've got to get yourself ready, but we need every person here because.
Rabbi, would it help if I come over?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'll be there in 4 minutes.
Well, so there's 9, but there's 9.
There's 10 there.
But we have to make it happen. Okay. So you'll get ready for midterm.